Okay, today we're actually going to be seeing Halacha Aleph Beis, Simpel, Tevav Halacha Aleph Beis. The past two times we prepared, which is to say we spoke about whether a specific bird is kosher, and Memela, that was from Simpel Tei Beis, really. But Memela, once you know whether a specific bird is kosher, then, of course, the eggs that it lays are kosher also. That's the most typical case. A person wants to know if an egg is kosher, he looks at the bird. These two halachas, halacha aleph and beis, and peva, we're going to do them in pieces, not in one big piece like that. And halacha aleph and beis, talks about what happens if I just have an egg. I'm walking down the street, I'm walking in the forest, and I find an egg, and I wonder if the egg is kosher. I haven't a clue which bird it came from, and I want to know if the bird is kosher. I'm going to read all at once first, and then we're going to do parts at a time. I might as well read it together. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this: See money beim lahakir behem. Okay, I'm not going to do it inside. We're going to do it in pieces. It's not going to work like that. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch says like this. If you want to know if an egg is kosher, he says like this: Im roish echad kad v'ogel, v'roish sheni kad v'ogel, v'chelma mi b'chutz v'chelma mi b'fnim. I'm going to tell you what all those things mean in a second. Efshe shu beitzes oif tamei, efshe shu beitzes oif tar. So Shulchan Aruch tells us that by looking at an egg, there's no way to know that the egg is kosher. Okay, we're going to see in a second, there's a way to know that the egg is not kosher. But there's no way to know that it's kosher. If it has these simanim, which I'm going to show you in a second, if it has these simanim, then it could be it's kosher, could be it's not kosher. But if we'll see later in Shulchan Aruch, he says, there's ways to know that the egg is, by looking at it, that it's not kosher. Okay, so what are they? This is what a regular egg looks like. It's a chicken egg, regular chicken egg. It happens to be a brown one, but that's unimportant. It's a regular chicken egg. So it says, if Rosh Echad Kad V'Ogel, if one side of it, eggs have an ovalish sort of shape, so one of them is wide and rounded, and the Rosh Hasheni Chad V'Ogel, and the other side is rounded but pointy, okay, like a chicken egg, so then, and the third symbol is V'Chelman Mibachutz, V'Chelman Bifnim, if the Chelban, that means the white part, as in Chalavak is white, okay, so the Chelban Mibachutz, if the white part of the egg is on the outside, the chelman b'fim, and the yellow part is on the inside, then if it has those three simanim, then you have no way of knowing. It might be a kosher egg, it might be a treif egg, and you have no way of knowing. So then the Shulchan Aruch goes back, when we go back to what the Shulchan Aruch said, in the previous din, so in Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it to you inside, I'm reading on here, what's the din? Efshe shu beitzes of tamei, efshe shu beitzes of tahor, lefikach, shoy letzai yisrael oigoi. Therefore, you have to ask someone who's a professional, who knows what he's doing. He's a trapper. Hamoicher. Imam Lashlar Plainihu, one Rakir choice of Taharu, Samachalav. If he tells you it's a specific bird, I mean, he doesn't just say this is a kosher bird. He says this is a duck. He says, and he tells you a specific kind that it is, and you know that bird is kosher. Then you could trust him. And we talked about this when we talked about alcoholic beverages. Why you trust him and when you trust him. Okay? But that's not for today. But there's a case you could trust him, certain cases. The Amr Shalav Torah, who Vloy Amr Shemay, he says, yeah, it's a kosher bird. But he won't tell you what kind of bird. He doesn't tell you what it is. Then in the Samar Chalav, you don't believe him. Lefikach, Machaber says, we'll get to the Machaber in a second, the rest of the Machaber. Okay, so for now, we have this egg, a traditional looking egg, that's wider on one side and narrow on the other side. It could be its kosher, it could be its treif. So for example, we have over here, which one is this? These are duck eggs. Okay, these are blue. No, this is not a good example because it doesn't look so good. I'll give you this one. Is a pheasant. Okay, this is a pheasant egg. Okay, so this egg is wider on the bottom and pointier on the top. Okay, so then that's a simon of an egg that could be kosher, could be treif. Okay, this one is a partridge. Okay, it has a look of what a usual egg looks like. So, but we have no way of knowing from that whether it's kosher or treif. Okay, that's not a simon. It's a simon that it could be one way or the other. Okay, but. Then the Shulchan Aruch is like this. We said it before. Im shnei roshei hakadim. Okay, so kadim means that they're wide. If both sides are wide, or chadim, both sides are pointy, or shal yechel mi b'chutz v'chel mi b'fnim, or the yolk and the white are reversed in the order, b'yidu shu beitzes of tamei. So that's a simon, that's a treif bird. Okay, so what does that mean? So im shnei roshei hakadim, if both sides are round, so my example of that is an ostrich egg, which is basically round like a ball, okay? So if both sides are round in a wide way. I mean, there's no pointier side to this egg. Okay, it's actually an ostrich egg. It's actually from the Torah. It says that the Basayana, okay, actually we learn at the din that eggs are treif from the din of Basayana. So this is an ostrich egg to Basayana. So Shnei Rosh HaKadim, if both sides are, I think this is an example of that, both sides are rounded, are wide, I mean, it's essentially like a ball, then that's a thing that's a treif bird. Okay, there's a brown, other eggs like that also. Okay. Shnei Rosh HaKadim, okay, they're both pointy. Now, this one was harder. So I think that this is an example. But this is a malleobird egg. A malleobird lives in, I think it's pronounced Selawesi, and it's someplace near Indonesia. Okay, and it has these very unusual eggs. It happens to be an unusual bird anyhow. It buries its eggs in the dirt. Okay, it's an unusual egg. Just it's a whole way that it raises its eggs. They're very big eggs. These, what? That I don't know. But this egg, so when I'm looking for an egg that Shnei Shechadin, that's what I could come up with. Okay, it's not, I didn't have an easy time finding one that was too pointy. Sorry, again, pointy as in what we think of a narrow egg on the top. I couldn't find, like, mom said, I came to a point. I thought maybe this was, I don't really know. Okay, I was having a hard time with what that means is. And then the din says, or there's the chalm mibuchutz, the chalm mibuchutz. The white was on the inside and the yellow was on the outside. Okay, I couldn't find any birds, any eggs like that. And I spoke to an expert in eggs, from I forget where he was from, some expert in eggs. And I said to him, could you tell me? I read in a book about this, an old book about this kind of thing. And he says, for the life of him, he said he never heard of such an egg. And he says, physically, he doesn't know how it's possible, how it could form, just the way eggs form. We could talk about that. Maybe not next time, but a few times, at how eggs form. He says that for life of me, he could not imagine any such thing of an egg that has the yellow on the outside and the white inside. He never heard of such an egg, of any birds like that, but he can't imagine how it could happen either. Okay? Now, so not only do we not know it, so that's just time, okay, if it would happen, it would happen. The din says if you find such an egg, it would be trade. What's more complicated is the Gemara of Chulin on Daf Samach Dalet gives the impression, that you should crack open an egg, and if you see the yellow on the inside, it's kosher, and the yellow on the outside, it's treif. As if that was a normal thing to see. Like, you would see it, and there would be a sim that it was kosher or treif, as if that was the way you would know. You didn't have an egg, you don't know where it came from. Crack it open, the Gemara has such a tzad that you could do that, and I don't, if no one ever saw it, it's hard to understand what the Gemara is talking. Okay. Cook it first. Well, what do you think? That if you cook it, you mean that the egg would spread there? Maybe there's such a thing. I mean, there's such a thing. People have a trick on how they get the yellow food on the outside. It's like a hot. But that they do with chicken eggs. They don't do that with. They don't get funny eggs to do it. It's just a trick. But it maybe means something else. We don't know what it means. I haven't a clue. I tried to figure out this. I spoke to a guy, an expert in eggs. I said to him, can you tell me what egg they're talking about? And we have no idea. Okay. So I don't know what it is. Okay. Anyhow, So back to the, I think it's the next slide. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. So back to Shulchan Aruch. Lefikach, what we read. Lefikach ein lechem beim in oydik kachavim. Elon can have your son. Okay. But yeshem tviyas ayin shehem beitze oif tloiniv tar. So you can only buy an egg from the person unless you know for sure that he recognizes them and he has a tviyas ayin. And okay, and it's a kosher. Right, fine. Now then it sticks in. I put it in small letters. It's not the Ramah. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Vein chashem shemehim beitzi chefer nevela. In Mishnah we're going to talk about the halacha tes. Okay, just hold that. The chashem maybe it's a nevela chefer. Just hold that. That's how it's in small letters. But then the halacha bei Shulchan Aruch says like this. That's all midin ha-gemara. And then Shulchan Aruch says, Achshav noigim likach bei mitstam mikol adam. We buy eggs from anybody. Lefish ein beitzi oif tamei motzi. We don't have trade eggs around. Think about it. You go to the supermarket. What do they sell? They sell chicken eggs. Okay. So we have all the regular eggs. Only eggs that they sell are eggs that we know are kosher. Anyhow, so that whole din, the whole halacha aleph that says you can only buy eggs with siman and the guy telling you and the right kind of a person, all of that doesn't apply anymore. And you can buy regular eggs. Levishin beitei oif tamei motzi. Okay. Now, on that the Ramah says the Ramah just clarifies. The Ramah clarifies. That's talking about regular eggs, like chicken eggs or duck eggs, or goose eggs. These are goose eggs. Okay, these big ones are goose eggs. Okay, or goose eggs. Or is what the Ramah says. Also means when the Shach brings it means is duck eggs. Okay, these ones over here are duck eggs. These ones over here are duck eggs, and so are these ones over here, these four over here. Okay, and these two guys over here. These are different sized duck eggs. These are duck eggs. Okay, they don't look exactly like chicken eggs. And these are obviously much bigger than chicken eggs. What?
They look like chicken eggs to me. I don't know.
They look like chicken eggs to me, right? Okay. Well, if you look at eggs long enough, then they look a little different. I actually wonder, because these sure look to me like they're pointy on both sides. But anyhow, better not answer that question. So these are goose eggs, and these are blue duck eggs, and these are regular duck eggs in different sizes, and these are also two are duck eggs. Okay? So those you could buy. But you can't buy. Well, ain't lechem beitzei merfis she ain't shlichim yoseh merfis tmeim. Actually, it's siman k'mayshin espar. Otherwise, you can't buy. So, for example, the last egg over there, this bottom one, I think it's a pretty egg. Okay, this egg, this is a turkey egg. Okay, so they're not matzei b'ayin because turkeys don't lay so many eggs. So the eggs that they lay tend to go to raise more turkeys. the churches are kosher, but we're not used to seeing these around, so at least you'd have to have a raya that you have to know, according to halacha aleph, that the egg is really kosher egg.
The eggs are matzui, or the birds themselves are matzui?
Well, the point is, the eggs are matzui, so you know what the egg looks like, and it's common, you know that these are kosher eggs. So turkey eggs, there are turkey eggs, but they don't sell them. It's not a common thing to you could buy specially, but you can't buy regular turkey eggs because they need them. They don't lay so many eggs, so they save them to actually raise more turkeys. Okay, and if, for your curiosity, that one's a peacock, and that one over there is a peacock. Yeah, we can play with them afterwards.
Which one's a peacock?
That one over here. This one over here is a peacock, and this one is a pheasant. We talked about many of these birds last time, but whether they do or don't have them, so this is the most of them don't. This is a pheasant, and this is a partridge. Okay, and we'll get to the little guys later on. Okay, the little guys are important. This is a partridge. Okay, so all these eggs will have the shape like they're supposed to, of that could be kosher or trivial. But what's this one again? This is the pheasant?
No, what are you looking at?
This is the paper where they give it to you, where they sold you the egg.
Oh, people who sold me. You bought like a kit?
These guys came together. These guys came separately. So these people gave me a thing. They told me which egg they're selling me, okay? Okay, anyhow, okay. So we're going to talk a little more about the Ramah in a second, in a minute. Okay, so when we have a regular chicken egg, the Shulchan Aruch tells you buy a chicken egg, you go to the street, and you see eggs in the supermarket, and you see a plain egg there, you could assume that it's a kosher egg. That's what he says. Even though Halacha said all kinds of rules of when you could buy, Halacha Bey says that no egg and likach beim b'stam call adam, you could buy plain eggs from anybody because you assume they're kosher. Okay, so now we're going to talk about some eggs that are not your everyday eggs. That's what today's topic is about. Okay, and that was like this. The first like this. The Pichadish brings from the Sefer Shara Shemayim that says, you shouldn't buy eggs that have two yolks, or if it lays two eggs on the same day. Okay, if the chicken lays two eggs on the same day, you shouldn't buy them. Okay, he says you shouldn't eat those eggs. So, well, I'll come to a second, maybe why. I don't know why. He says you shouldn't buy those eggs. But then, this Bechadosh brings that, you know, the scientists say that there's nothing wrong with those eggs. Okay, they're just regular, they're unusual, but there's nothing wrong with them. And he throws in some other ones that the scientists say that it's okay. There are very tiny eggs that birds that chickens say they're called fairy eggs. Okay, and they have eggs that get laid without a yolk. Well, they're eggs that they're one egg inside of another egg. Okay, and so the Bechadosh says, you know, the scientists say that they're just a little unusual, but there's nothing unhealthy or dangerous or anything about that. But the Bechadosh says you should be machmir, you should not eat any of those eggs. Okay, so the Bechadosh says. Dor HaShulchan also brings such a thing, and he says the people who are machmir about this shita is because of the Tzavo of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Okay, what does it say in the Tzavo of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid about this? Nothing. It says like this. This is what it says in the Tzavo of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid about the closest we come to saying about the Dor HaShulchan. Look over there. You'll see that he says. This is what he says. He's like this. Parash Atel Shnei Agolim Yachad. A parah who gives birth to twins. A kol davar she'ein rog liyas, or something else that's unusual. If you're going to go to tell it, like if a chicken lays two eggs on one day, which is one of the things that the Pichodesh had said that you maybe shouldn't eat. So what is he saying you should do? Tarach l'shach the miyad. You should check the mother. Okay? He doesn't say anything about eating the egg. He doesn't say anything about eating the egg. But kinereh, that the Aruch Shulchan understood, is that anytime you have something unusual like that, this is connected to scientists. The scientists said it's just something that happened, but don't worry about it, not a big deal. Okay? The Pichodesh said you shouldn't do it. But the scientists said it's not a big deal, and I think it should be machmir. So this is just a raya that, I guess, that's not like the scientists. I guess that he's trying to show that not like what the scientists think, and therefore you shouldn't eat it. So before we move on, you know there's a big difference of opinion between Poiskim about whether we should be choshes for Yehuda Chassid. I'll tell you some of the names. Some surface says don't worry about it at all. And the Yehuda says it's only for his people and his family. And Dor HaShulchan says Yitaka should be makan on it. Rav Moshe says it's only negate to people who care about it. But if you don't care, you don't care. Yeah, in general. But you should know that in sprinkled different places, well, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought in different places, parts of it are brought. Like for example, one of them that I don't think he does, but important to Rav Moshe, there are people who have a minig that they don't shech ducks in Teves and Shvat, unless they eat a piece of that bird that they just shechted. Okay, the shechted has to do it because there's 1 hour during those months that's dangerous to do it, and you have to eat a piece of the heart or another part. You have to eat a piece of it, so you don't check ducks in Teves and Shvat, except if you eat some of it. Okay, I have a feeling. Because there's 1 hour during those months that's dangerous if you shecht it and you don't eat from it, and therefore they don't shecht the whole Teves and Shvat from Rebbe Yehuda Chassid. They're not to take shecht ducks during Teves and Shvat. I don't think that anybody does follows that. But I know. Okay, but I'm saying there are more brains. So there are parts of the tzavah that are brought in different places, and big to do whether you should be machmir or not. Okay, so the thing is, on the other side, there's a Michas Yaakov, who says not to worry about these eggs, and I assume the Michas Yaakov is a pirush on the document, on the Teres Chattas, he's a pirush on Michas Yaakov, also on Teres Chattas of the Ramah. So he says, you have to makbel, and I think that most people are not makbel, and if you crack an egg and there are two yolks in it, I don't think most people are makbel tonight. Again, because there's been such a thing that people shouldn't do it, if it has, that's the most common that people would find is two yolks, okay? The tiny eggs we're not going to hunt. What?
Kids love it, so yeah, yeah,
right. If you find the baby eggs, you know, the tiny eggs or the ones that yolks, they don't get sold. You know, they're going to be kicked out before they get to you.
My impression was that nowadays they sort of trick the chickens into laying more eggs. So they probably lay more than one egg a day.
Right, that's true, because they do. They can lay eggs more than once a day. It really, we're going to find out, I think it's in two times or maybe three times, about how long it takes to lay an egg. It really takes more than a day to lay an egg. But they, with the lights, play around with them, make them lay them more. Yeah, but so Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said you should check the chicken. That wouldn't work very well. Wouldn't be very business with. Okay. Another kind of egg, another unusual egg that we have is, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, Arakana. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Okay? An Arakana chicken. You may not have ever seen the chicken, but you probably saw the result of the chicken. What's unusual is it comes from South America, and it's a kind of chicken. It looks a little different than regular chickens, but what people want about that chicken is that it lays eggs that are green or blue. Okay? You never saw that? Okay, well, that's because we're Jewish. They call them the Easter egg. Easter's egg.
Oh, they're
chicken. No, there are birds that actually lay, chickens that lay green and blue eggs. And we don't have a Messiah that's a kosher. They come from South America, and they only became noticed 100 years ago in the rest of the world. But they do, so we don't have a Messiah that's a kosher. So if you see blue, if you see the chicken, you shouldn't eat the chicken. But the birds themselves, if you remember we spoke about last time, appears two times, about Abdenazer, who says that if they mate with chickens, with regular chickens that we haven't served for, and produce viable children, then those are kosher. That the Messiah transits them also, and these birds do that. I don't know if I ever thought about, of shechting them to eat them, but you should know, we're going to talk about it in a second, there were hashgachas that allowed their eggs, okay, that let their eggs be served for as kosher, based on Abdenazer, and based on other factors like that, okay, you should just know. Okay, but those are not regular eggs, but they come from this funny chicken. Any chicken eggs that are blue or green, unless the mush painted them, those eggs are from these special parts.
How do you explain that discrepancy? You won't allow the chicken
to... I'm going to explain to you, you're going to get to it in a second, you'll understand better why I'm saying you have to wait a second. Okay, an expert, duck eggs, okay? Okay, so duck eggs, the Ramah says, after the Mechaber said, now they went all regular eggs because they're all kosher. The eggs that they sell in the supermarket are all kosher, which is like today, you chicken eggs that they sell are from kosher eggs. Okay, so the Rama says, "V'dafka v'beim hashrichim t'hainu beitzes t'hainu gerlum oy avazos u'kiyotzibem." That should be highly also. And the kiyotzibem means is ducks also. Okay? And avazos means geese, and kiyotzibem means bar avazos, which means ducks. So those are the only ones you could buy. Okay, so the question is. The question is like this. For us, today, if I went out to the store and I went to buy these goose eggs, okay? If this was a real egg, okay, could I eat this egg? Okay, can I go ahead, if I bought this egg today, the Rama says if you buy goose eggs, you're allowed to eat them. Okay, so there's two problems with that. Okay? The avazos, okay, the goose eggs. There's two problems with that. One is goose eggs are not matzui beinenu. Okay, in his day, I guess they were matzui, right? I guess they just had geese walking around, like we have geese in the park, and they walked down, they found the egg, and they ate them. So they knew that the goose eggs were kosher, okay? But goose eggs are not matzui beinenu, so he says, we're allowed to buy them because then the ones that are all around, well, that's not a good example anymore. We have chicken eggs, that's matzui, but goose eggs are not matzui. And the second is, we actually know that there are goose eggs, geese whose eggs we wouldn't eat. That is, we talked about the Muscovy duck and certain other geese. Okay, so if a duck is, here's a duck egg. Okay, so when I said to the people who sold me this egg, I said, can you tell me what breed this egg comes from? Which breed this duck egg comes from? They said, no. They said, it could be Mallard, kosher, or Muscovy, not kosher. Okay, they said, we don't know. Usually the Mallard, they tend to be Mallard, but lots after, we don't really know. Now, part of why they don't know What I really know is because we're used to chickens who lay eggs all year round, but a lot of birds, like ducks and geese, I believe only lay eggs in the spring and the summer. Okay, so if you make your order in the winter, they have no idea where they got the thing from, you know? When they laid the eggs, they blew them out, they got rid of the yolk, and who remembers where they got the thing from? And they have a big farm full of how many birds they have. So should we be silent? The Ramah says you could eat Beyim HaShrichim like chicken eggs and goose eggs and duck eggs, but what about these eggs? Well, first of all, they're not mustard, and second is we know ones that are not, that we wouldn't eat the bird, okay? We wouldn't eat the bird of this, because maybe it's from a Muscovy duck, why would I eat this egg? Why would the Ramah be make of that you could eat this egg? So, it turns out that this question, almost exactly this question, is in the Prima Gadol. Okay, this shayla that I'm asking you, whether you eat goose eggs and duck eggs nowadays, is a shayla of the Prima Gadol. It says like this. So this Ramah says, you can base this on Gerber Maria Vazis. The Prima Gadol says like this. He says, V'ine, B'ktas mekames oisher avazis ubar avazis shechatumim shechayrus. Okay, there are people who hold that you're not allowed to eat geese and ducks that have black beaks. Okay, think about the Canadian geese that walk around our parks, okay, with a black beak. Okay, there are some people who hold, and that's a shaila, there's a Dr. Chuvas and Fiske Chuvas about it, about whether, all kinds of shittas, whether you can eat the geese and the ducks that have black beaks. Okay, that's a shaila. There are people, now, afil hachi loichem beim, ve'en choshen shem mehem hima beim. People still go around buying and then eating duck and goose eggs, even though it might come from those eggs, from those ducks and geese that have the black beaks. So I just told you some people hold that you're not allowed to eat them, and even so, people buy those things. So that's the question: is that okay or is it not okay? There are months and you can buy them. You can buy the goose eggs. But he said, wait a second. But we have geese that we don't eat. We have geese that some people hold, that because they have the black beaks in our culture. And when you look at this, do you have any idea if this came from with a black beak? How would you know if it came from a black beak? Who knows the difference? An egg's an egg. Okay, it looks like a goose egg. So he says...
See, that's the point. The point is that there's no requirement from the start of the egg. So once the egg has a simonic kosher, so then...
There's no simonic kosher. There's simonim that could be kosher or not kosher. It's neutral. Right, so then, it's okay. So then he's going to talk about something. We didn't get the answer yet. There's the bottom of the screen. So, okay, so that question is the same question that we ask, which is, if I pick up this, is this from a mallard duck, which is kosher, or is it from a Muscovy duck, which you wouldn't eat the bird? So how do I know when I bought, so I must say, you could buy duck eggs, but did he mean this egg? Did he mean this, what did he mean? Only in Echleis and Prague, where those eggs were available. So the Prima Gadol says, he says three things, okay, he says three things. He's supposed to say three things. He says, I'll read it one at a time. He says, it's okay. Why? He says, many people hold that these birds with the black beaks are kosher. So, we're being machmir, but there's lots of people hold that they're more daunting. He says, v'afshon machmirin. He says, even though we're machmir, he says, you only have to be machmir about the chicken. You don't have to be machmir about the eggs. I'm going to explain these both in a second. He says, v'oid, and another thing is, the ain't sheikh shayatilu be'en ben habriyas. Those kind of birds, the ones with the black beaks, excuse me, they don't lay their eggs in places where people are. So you don't have to worry about that. Don't be cautious that you got one of those birds, because that the ones that we see around are not those ones. Okay. So let's talk about these three things and see if they apply to us. Okay. The first one is Yesh Kamadei Shehen Atzmutar. There are many sheets that hold their mutter. And of course, that applies to our birds. Think about Muscovy duck, which pumped out. Many people held it as mutter. But even besides the specific sheep that held it as mutter, all ducks and geese, the Machaber told us, that we remember we saw it in some pebes, the Machaber said, if it has a wide beak and webbed feet, then the Machaber holds their own kosher. It's automatically their kosher because it can't be there. And the Ramah says, well, Machmir. But this for sure, Yesh commendation, not from the term. Svardim would eat it like this in a second because it's for sure, they hold that that's good enough. And we don't need to have a specific Messiah on that bird. Okay? So for sure, our ducks and geese all are going to qualify for that. So we're good on that. That reason applies to us. The second reason, the green reason. Okay, so he says the minig that we only eat birds if they have a masaira only applies to the bird itself and not to the egg. Okay, so he doesn't say why. Okay, he doesn't say why that should be. Rav Shachter thought that the reason was he wasn't explaining to people. He just said by himself. But Rav Shachter thought the reason was that the iser on eating an egg is not as strong as eating the bird itself. The yoytze from the bird, what? Rav Shachter said that the issur of eating the yoytze of an egg, the yoytze of a treif animal, is not as serious as the act of the issur of eating the animal itself. And therefore, if that's true, therefore we have a minute to machron on the bird itself, because that's more serious issur, but not for the yoytze. Okay.
What's
the sex faker?
Maybe the bird itself is mutter.
Okay.
If the bird is not mutter, maybe the sex came from a bird that is mutter.
So that you think that's part of what he's saying? It's sex. Maybe it's from a kosher bird, and maybe it came from the kosher bird, and maybe it came from the Muscovy duck, and the Muscovy duck is kosher anyhow. Okay, that's a good question. I don't know enough about sex. Maybe that doesn't qualify because it's really shy. Is it a kosher bird? I'm not sure.
What is his marker?
So his marker is you must have been absent that day because when we learned. When we learned about cheese, we saw that there's a shayla. There's a shayla in Nachronim. Whether it's true, is it true that the yoytze is the same isser as the thing itself, or less of an isser? And it happens to be. And what you mean to say is because we saw over there the Prim Gadol himself holds it's the same isser. Okay, so l'shitasa, this couldn't be the pshat in the Prim Gadol. That's probably what you meant to say. It's not pshat in the Prim Gadol because the Prim Gadol it's in Siman Pei Aleph says that it's not that they have the same isser, but they hold that it's not. So Roshachta was going with that kind of an approach of the yoytze has a less of an isser than the isser itself, than the thing itself, and therefore that could be an explanation of this. Okay, but I told you he wasn't saying the Prim Gadol because he would have remembered that. So she tells you that's not true. But there's another hesber. The simpler hesber is this is a minute. Okay, the din of the Gemara is that if you have these simanim, you can know a bird is kosher. You have to have, remember, we had how many simanim we have to have. There are four simanim, and if it has those simanim, the right mix of them, then the bird is kosher. So then later on, after the din of Gemara, people came up with a minute to avoid birds because they were afraid it was going to be a dairus and they wouldn't know about it, so they would avoid certain birds. Okay, so that's a minute. Well, a minute is what people do. If the minute is on the bird, the minute is on the bird. That doesn't mean the minute was on the egg. Unless the minute developed that people stopped eating birds unless they had a mazar. No problem. But people kept eating goose eggs. So the fact that, okay, in Min HaDin it's not awesome. In Min HaDin, if all those geese have the simanim to make them kosher, they're good. Simanim-wise, they would be kosher. So there's a minute for the bird, but there wasn't a minute for the egg. Okay, that's not saying the first way I told you was more like a din to say that it's a lesser isser, so we don't have such a minute on that. Second, a minute is a minute. A minute is what people do. So if people don't do it, then they don't do it. Then they won't mock it on the eggs. Okay, people will, like Dharma says, everybody eats duck and goose eggs that they find in the street. Okay, so the new example is not any different. If either one of those pshatim would tell us that our duck and goose eggs are also okay. Okay, so when I said to you beforehand about the blue and green eggs, I don't know how to pronounce it, arakuna or something like that, those eggs, the reason why that hashgacha said that they would give hashgacha on the eggs, partially because of Abin Nezer, who says if they breed then it's arrived at its kosher, but partially because the minute to need a mesera is on the bird itself. We don't have to say there's a minute on the egg also. Okay? Now the last thing he said was that the light blue, the bluish color, the Prim Gadol had a third reason. He said, the ain't shkir shatilu ben habriyas, that has nothing to do with us. Okay? I have no idea. We're Muscovy and mallard ducks lay their eggs. None of them lay their eggs in my house. So what I mean is they're not more mutter than another one. So the third reason is not going to apply to us. Okay? So if we were just right over here, if this is all we were seeing from the Prim Gadol, then we would probably say that we could buy the goose eggs. Because he says three reasons why it's okay. Two of them apply to us. And besides, we would say it's fine to buy the eggs. It's fine to buy the eggs. But what do you think?
Is there a buck coming?
Of course there's a buck coming. Isn't that challenge? There's a buck coming. The problem is, we're missing something here. Okay. Remember, what did the Shulchan Aruch say that the eggs that we're allowed to buy? He said, we're allowed to buy all eggs. Halacha Aleph said, don't buy any eggs unless you have all kinds of proofs that it's a kosher egg. Halacha Bey says, we can buy eggs because because trace eggs are not around. What does he mean when he says they're not around? He means is that if you walk into the supermarket tomorrow and you open up the big box and you saw this, you go, that's strange. That's not the egg I'm used to buying. Right? You know what a chicken egg looks like. And if you walked in and it came out looking like this, you'd say, that's not a chicken egg. Okay? So what that is to say is you have a certain amount of tvias ayin already to look at an egg and say, that's a regular egg. That's a regular egg. This one is a strange one. If you saw this, you wouldn't buy it. But you see the regular egg, you say, okay, I know that's a regular egg. That's a chicken egg. Okay? No one's slipping in turkey eggs in there because they all look like the egg. I'm used to every day I see eggs. This one looks like a regular egg to me. Okay? But we don't have duck and turkey and goose eggs matzui. Part of what's making it mutter here is because when a person in Prague saw the egg that looked like this, said, yeah, that's a goose egg. Everybody knows a goose egg. If I were told you that this was a partridge egg, would you know the difference? Who knows the difference? So, but to them, they think, oh, this is a goose egg. OK? Okay, so now part of the hector over here is because when you look at the egg, you know that it's from a goose. So the Pringle says, wait a second, but maybe it's from a certain kind of goose that we don't eat.
I understood that Matsu means
Matsu means to say we're starting off on a good leg. We're starting off knowing that everybody who sees this knows it's a goose egg. No one thought this was an oxygen. Everyone knew this was a goose egg. So if this is a goose egg, then basically I know that's a kosher. I'm already starting off way ahead of myself, as opposed to if I walk and I saw this, I say, I don't know what this is. Now I have to try to figure out if it's kosher. Now I need the raya's, okay? But all that doesn't apply to us, because for us, we don't recognize goose eggs, and like you said, this looks like a chicken egg. Well, it doesn't really look like a chicken egg, but looks enough like you, like a chicken egg, so you have no idea what you're getting, okay? So I don't think that we'd be able to be made whole based on that, based on pretty well. Okay, the last egg we need to deal with, which is actually a common question we get, which is quail eggs, okay? I told you last time I'm not going to talk to you about quail, because I'm going to wait till now, because quails are these very small birds, excuse me, and it's not, nobody except for Israel Goldstein, but nobody commercially is shechting quails. It's not like a commercial thing. They shech turkeys and chickens and ducks and geese, but people don't shech quail commercially. So the shy is so much, what? They're small, I don't know if it's worth anything.
But,
right, so, but it's not a commercial thing that people say. But quail eggs, you can buy in the market. Okay, you can go to the supermarket, you have to go to the right supermarket, but you go to the supermarket and buy quail eggs. So, you have all kinds of supposed health benefits. So, quail is the way we translate slav. The Gemara says there are four kinds of slav, but anyway, we translate slav as quail. So we all say, okay, well, slav is quail, so quail is kosher. Okay, obviously, it hasn't been eaten trade food tea. Well, you send them in the middle of trade food tea. So obviously, it's in kosher birds, so it must have been kosher. Okay, but the problem is like this. And there is a misery. Actually, there is a misery that quail are kosher. The problem is that we spoke about last time. Ramosha says that for a misery on a bird, you can't just go with a name. Okay, just knowing that the name of the bird, if I remember, he was talking about a pheasant. Which one of those is that? This one is the pheasant. This one's the pheasant, I think? This one. So Ramosha said, they said, I think it was a pheasant they took to Ramosha. They said that we heard that we had a misery that was kosher. And among the things he said is that just knowing the name is not enough. Okay, and last time we have an example, and here's an even better example, is that quail, the name quail refers to dozens of birds. Okay, because basically what happened is anytime someone sees a small bird, they say, oh, that's a quail. Okay, they're small like roundish. The birds are like round. They're not small like a pigeon. They're like small like bull. I almost brought one in for you. I was gonna bring you a live one from Israel Goldstein. But then they're small little birds, and when you look at the bird. Another little bird, it looks like it for most people, a little bird is a quail. That's what they just call it, a little bird they call a quail. So the word quail means a zillion things, okay? So that tells us, that's actually reinforcing what Moshe said. The fact that I know the name doesn't mean anything. The fact that you haven't asserted that quail is kosher, and I find the bird called a quail, doesn't mean anything. Okay, so the truth is, probably all those little birds are probably good chance they're kosher, but Rabbi Leike, our expert, tells us, that the one that we have a Masorah for is one kind, and a few that branch off of that are very similar to it, okay? And that one is, now the five eggs that you have in this case over here are all called quail eggs, okay? They're all called quail eggs. The one that, and you'll see in a second, are significant different from what's going on here, okay? The one over here, this is the one, it's called Caternix. Okay, I'll try to get it out. This one's called Caternix. It's called Caternix, go figure. And this one, what? Yeah, that's the official Latin. It's called European quail. This is the one that we have them reserved for, okay? This is the one. It doesn't always look like this. You shouldn't say, oh, if it has these dark black brown spots, that's me. Some of the guys coming out of Caternix are not as dramatic as looking as this, okay? But the other one, and this is a common one that people sell in the market, okay? The other common one that people sell in the market is called, this is going to be hard to get at, it's called bobwhite quail, okay? That's another one, okay? Now you see a very dramatic difference between them, okay? All the other quail eggs that we have here, this one is called a valley quail, and a gambles quail, and a button quail, okay? But all these different ones that are here, they all have one thing they seem to have in common is they all have these spotted shells, okay? You see the shells are all of them are spotted in different amounts, okay? And even the same bird doesn't always have the same spots, but they're all spotted. Look at the bobwhite egg. It looks like a chicken egg. I mean, it's not very tiny. But it's white. It's completely not spotted at all. Okay, so on that, we do not have Masorah for it. So that's not enough to go by. Don't walk into the store and say, okay, if I pick up a box of quail eggs, I say, oh, if it's spotted, it's kosher. If it's white, it's not. That's not, that doesn't, that I don't think is a simon muvuk to know that it's kosher. It is a simon. I don't know if that's a simon muvuk, which is to say is that two things. First of all, is when the Shulchan Aruch said you could buy eggs that are matzu beinenu, and without knowing any raya's, can't do that. You can't go ahead and into the store and just buy quail eggs and just say, well, quail is a kosher, because it's not true. And also is that when the Shulchan Aruch said, if the person tells you, he has to tell you the exact bird and tell you, this bird, it comes from a specific bird that's kosher, in this case, if you bought a duck egg and they said, this is from a mallard duck, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. If they give you the exact, and they tell you, this is the duck that it is, you're allowed to buy it. If they say duck, that's not enough. You didn't tell me enough information when you said the word duck. And the same thing they say quail, well, quail can mean any of these, or half a dozen other ones. Okay, so saying the word quail is not yet a tzayit telling you that it's a kosher bird. He hasn't told you enough information to know that it's a kosher bird. So really, you have to know what kind of quail it is. And effectively, for people like us, that means it's being tvarit hashpacha. Okay, so Rabbi Loiki is in charge of eggs for the OU, as you might have guessed. He's in charge of eggs for the OU, and so when they give hashkacha on quail eggs, it's because he approved them. He knows, he could tell one species from the next, and he says, this is the one we have to observe from, this one is not. If you're selling these kind of eggs that's kosher, that will give hashkacha for. When Yisrael Goldstein wanted to start raising quail, and he shechs them, he eats the eggs, and he's just, whatever, that's what he does for things. So he had Chaim Loiki approve it for him first. Okay, just tell me he has a rule, because you walk to the store and say, I want to buy a quail, doesn't mean you're going to get the right one. So effectively, that means for us is we need to buy quail eggs as an example, but the Mechavis and Alcha Aleph, that we have to buy eggs only with very specific simanim or certain rayas that it's kosher. In Alcha Beis, he only was matir, so to speak, regular, like chicken eggs. But when you get to something like a quail, then you can't buy it.